Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends, now in hour number three. Notice I'm not taking any calls because I'm wound up. Coming up in T-minus 30 minutes, we've got Larry Pratt joining us about the Obama Justice Department false flag shipping guns into Mexico to be traced back into the U.S. is going to demonize and try to restrict the Second Amendment. Our journey towards tyranny continues. Another big report at PrisonPlanet.com, meltdown, plutonium found in ground at Fukushima as cover-up explodes, deadly radioactive water leaking into soil and ocean at 100,000 times confirmed safe levels. 5 hours exposure, 5,000 millisieverts, enough to kill roughly half of people very quickly. And no reports of radiation sickness, because the good doctors in Japan will obviously follow orders. It's seen as a virtue, but some will break down. The Japanese are very stoic, but then tend to break down when they're in public if they're lying. Their honor at one point kicks in. And they can't do it. Americans, on average, more and more, would just lie to themselves and say people dying around them are loving and that it was nutritious. The Japanese know when they lie, on average. And they have a problem with it. And, of course, I oversimplify. America is still full of some of the best people out there. Watson was going to churn out in 2 hours a response to the sickening New York Magazine report. And I will get, if he doesn't cower, Joe Hagan on. I'm going to go ahead and get the Rolling Stone writer on. I'll be quite honest, I hadn't read the whole article until just a week or so ago. I read Scandover and said, it's a hit piece, but better than some. And, I mean, I guess this could be worse. At least, you know, these things are well written. But I don't just cover this to talk about myself. A lot of times I don't cover media coverage of what we're doing just because it's so vapid and not educational and informative, revealing, descriptive, thought-provoking, but this dovetails with Media Matters' war against Fox. They say that they're going to launch a guerrilla warfare and sabotage operation to destroy Fox. If I said I was going to launch a guerrilla warfare and sabotage operation against the Austin Police Department, I would expect to be arrested. Because that would be a call to criminal action. I'm not, of course, calling for that, though Glenn Beck may play it out of context, as he did last week against me. Whatever. But it is a call to criminal action, and I said that last night to my crew. I didn't see it until after the Sunday show was over. The Examiner, the Washington Examiner, gets it right. Is Media Matters breaking the law? Is Media Matters breaking the law in its war on Fox News? Did we ever post links to this Politico and this Examiner on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com? I don't think I even saw these up there. We need to post links to these so everybody can see them. Will you call one of the writers up front when we talk to him during the break? It may be up there. I just have not seen it. I would think something like that would be of the greatest import. Perhaps we can write an article about it with a full spectrum analysis. And, of course, that integrates in with, by George, it's Soros World Order. Billionaire steps up funding to diminish importance of U.S. economy and U.S. currency with a new Bretton Woods meeting that he's pushing for. And Cass Sunstein calls for arresting people that don't agree with the government. And he's offhandedly praised in the article in New York Magazine as, well, these guys are causing violence. I mean, people are criticizing Cass Sunstein for wanting to infiltrate these groups and, defuse them. He calls it a cascade of information. We just believe whatever we want. Really, I just believe whatever I want? Really? The DU is deadly for our troops, that radiation's in almost every water supply in the U.S. because it's added from the phosphate mines they dig it out of? I mean, I just showed you mainstream news admitting it. I'm just here highlighting it, saying I think this is a big deal. But I'm supposedly crazy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have to get out of our television head trance. The average American watches more than 4.5 hours of TV and 2 hours of video games. People live in fantasy. People are slow moving. People just get in an attitude of responding to information like they're spectators. When government engages in crimes against us, when government lies to us, when corporations lie to us, we've got to get aggressive and go after them and at least speak out against them and not support them. Instead, the government trains us how to fight with each other. What do you think 9,000 malls and Walmarts getting big telescreens telling everybody to spy on each other and don't trust your neighbors about? It's about teaching us to fight with each other instead of recognizing the globalists that are there feeding on us. Key article at PrisonPlanet.com, meltdown, plutonium found in ground at Fukushima as cover-up continues. We might add groundwater because when you read the article, it's got into the groundwater, the aquifer, and the ocean. 100,000 times safe level. 100,000 times safe level. Great article by Steve Watson with all the footnotes. Do me a favor, call Steve or have one of our people change it to groundwater. If you read the article, it's the groundwater that's carrying it. It's the groundwater. People just think in the groundwater. Japanese news is reporting that most highly radioactive isotope known to man, plutonium, has been discovered in the soil in multiple different locations. At the ailing Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. That means meltdown. Even so, the Japanese government, the plant operators maintain there's no risk to human health. The Kyoto News reports 100,000 times safe levels. Washington Post reports 1,000 millisieverts an hour, 5,000 millisieverts an hour. What you'd get in 5 hours is enough to kill roughly half the people that come in contact with it. So absolutely incredible information on that front. Now, I talked a lot about this in the first hour, but this is such a big deal. This is such a huge deal. It's why I've been talking about it quite a bit today. And ahead of Larry Pratt, I want to continue getting into this news and information. Big story out of Politico. It's up on the Drudge Report. We're going to get it up on Infowars.com. We're going to get it up on PrisonPlanet.com. Media Matters, war against Fox. And it says the liberal group Media Matters has quietly transformed itself in preparation for what its founder David Brock described in an interview as an all-out campaign of guerrilla warfare and sabotage aimed at Fox News Channel. The group launched a more traditional, the group launched as a more traditional media critic, never has been, has all but abandoned its monitoring of newspapers and other television networks with $10 million of funding a year, and is narrowing its focus to Fox and a handful of conservative websites. And if you go there, it's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Alex Jones. They did three articles over the weekend going after us. I mean, the George Soros' funded group is coming right at us. Why do you think that is? Fox is just Infowars light on some subjects, and so they're getting a giant assault because they reach in the aggregate more people. And a group of conservative websites, which its leaders view, and we're listed on here, ladies and gentlemen, we're listed. We're the ones to be under attack. We're the ones already under attack. We're the ones set for all this new phase. And are we even aware? Are the listeners aware? Am I fully conscious and aware of this? Are we so dead inside that we don't even recognize what's happening? Do we even see? Do we even know? Do we even care? Do we? And the Washington Examiner asked the question. They ask, is it criminal? Is Media Matters breaking the law in its war on Fox News? And it goes on. Conservative websites they're targeting, which its leaders view, George Soros, the leader, as political organizations and the nerve center of the conservative movement. That's the real conservative movement, anybody who isn't for world government and total enslavement. The shift reflects the centrality of the cable channel to the contemporary conservative movement, as well as its loathing it inspires among liberals. These aren't liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. These people aren't liberals. Liberal means freedom, not tyranny. Not least among those donors who fund Media Matters, staff of about 90, who are arrayed in neat rows in a giant war room above Massachusetts Avenue. The strategy that we had towards Fox was basically a strategy of containment, said Brock, Media Matters chairman and founder and former conservative journalist, adding that the group's main aim had been to challenge the factual claims of the channel and to attempt to prevent them from reaching the mainstream media. The new strategy, he said, is a war on Fox. In an interview with a 2010 planning memo shared with Politico, Brock listed the fronts on which Media Matters, which has said it's operating a $10 million-plus annual budget, is working to chip away at Fox and its parent company, News Corp. They've already taken 400 sponsors from them. I mean, that is just unbelievable. Torturous interference. They include its bread-and-butter distribution of embarrassing clips and attempts to rebut Fox's points, as well as a series of under-the-radar tactics. Media Matters, Brock said, is assembling an opposition research files not only on Fox's top executives, but on a series of mid-level officials. Now, you go to their site, you know who. They're putting out stuff, you know, claiming Beck's going to cause in Oklahoma City and that so am I. We've got all these Democratic operatives putting the same stuff out. It has hired an activist who has helped lead successful campaigns to press advertisers to avoid Glenn Beck. The show is assembling a legal team to help people who have clashed with Fox to file lawsuits for defamation. Man, this is an unbelievable operation. Invasion of privacy and other causes. And it has hired two experienced reporters, Joe Strupp and Alexander Zatchik, that's the guy from the Rolling Stone who came to interview me, to dig into Fox's operation to help assemble a book on the network due out in 2012 for Vintage Anchor. In the interest of full disclosure, Media Matters last month also issued a report criticizing Fox and Friends co-host Stacey Ducey's criticism of this reporter's blog. Brock and Media Matters also plan to run a broad campaign against Fox's parent company, News Corp, an effort which will likely involve opening a United Kingdom arm in London to attack the company interests there. The group hired an executive from MoveOn.org to work on the developing campaigns among News Corp shareholders and also in looking for ways to turn regulators in the U.S., U.K., and elsewhere against the network. That means shutting down free speech, fairness doctrine, all the stuff they've announced. The group will focus on CEO Rupert and trying to disrupt his commercial interest, whether there be here or looking at what's going on in London right now. Brock said, referring to News Corp's apparently successful move to take a majority stake in the satellite broadcaster B Sky. Now, here's the deal. I've done 2 hours and 16 minutes, 18 seconds of broadcast, and I haven't plugged a sponsor, a book, a video, a T-shirt, nothing. I'm not funded by Rupert Murdoch. I'm not funded by George Soros. If you go to Media Matters website, in fact, let's go to Media Matters website and just type in Alex Jones in the search function. They've got page after page of links to their hit pieces. Three of them I saw this weekend. A couple during the week. Savage information coming after us. We need your support. We need to grow in the face of these operations. There's no doubt we're in their crosshairs. There's no doubt their affiliated minions are writing hit pieces on us everywhere. There's no doubt that they're praising people like Cass Sunstein, who calls for COINTELPRO, who calls for our arrest. These are very authoritarian, very dangerous, dangerous, dangerous people. They've got a gaggle of minions who think it's all funny and giggle and act like regular people, but they're just complete operatives. And they think it's all funny. And the fact is, I'm opposing the globalist takeover of the dollar. I'm opposing George Soros' new Bretton Woods II, where they're openly calling to move away from the dollar. We're pointing out this is happening. We're opposing the tyranny. And so we're being attacked by Fox News minions. You heard Glenn Beck last week, ladies and gentlemen, hitting me with pure defamation. I'm so busy, I can't even respond to it. I'm being hit by the right arm and the left arm, but they're also fighting over the power structure for themselves, just like thugs fight in Afghanistan, Libya, Russia over power. So there is divisions, but you notice the only person being attacked by the full spectrum is us, and we need your financial support. No doubt. Buy the books. Buy the videos. Buy the T-shirts. They will inform you to a higher level. They will give them to other people. Jesse Ventura's new book, which we're just about to be authorized to start shipping. He'll be on with us next week for the first interview. Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice, only available at InfoWars.com. Breaking down this grid. We're nonpartisan. We're bringing left and right together against the TSA humiliation, against the tyranny. We need your support. Because we've already been savagely attacked a lot of ways behind the scenes. They sent COINTELPRO operatives into Austin, moved them in here in droves to attack us, ineffectual. Now they're talking about savaging us in other ways. We are targeted on Media Matters big time. And we need your support. We need more AM and FM stations to pick up the show and stations that are carrying it to pick up more of the broadcast. You vote by spreading the word about the broadcast, by getting the word out, by financially supporting us and our local AM and FM affiliates. Because we're all going to stand together or we're surely going to hang separate. And that's going to be my speech to the influential talkers, the main CEOs, program directors of the country, coming up in June. I've never been in more danger, ladies and gentlemen. These people are dangerous. They're not liberals. That's their cover. You need to understand that. And vote by supporting us so we can grow and expand. I'm not a professional. I'm not a manager. I'm just a person who studies this information, and I'm fighting these people as hard as I can, and we are under their attack. And most importantly, we need your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. We need your prayers. I'm going to come back with the Paul Watson's new piece detailing this cornucopia of attacks. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Fan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Descendants, thanks to the renegade.
about the fact that Politico says that they're going to declare war, Politico reporting on Media Matters, who's never been an independent group. They would just act like they were arbitrating reality, and they would tell you what was real and what wasn't. Oh, look, Alex Jones is talking about a plan for global government. And then I talked to one of their top reporters that called me for an interview, and I said, well, George Soros funds you. No, he doesn't. I mean, it's like talking to an army officer over the phone from another country in a war who's lying to me. I mean, they just do it with... This is an authoritarian system they're setting up. The Media Matters people, you know, the little college students they've got there in their seats giggling listening to this right now, they admittedly listen to the show every day and watch it, need to realize what you're part of. Just because you say something's liberal, they said that Joe Stalin was liberal. Saying you're going to sabotage and destroy people and go after them, I mean, it's just so nasty. And I never even really talk about Media Matters except when you lie about me or twist things. I mean, I don't want George Soros to kill my dollar. I don't want George Soros shutting down my coal power plants because he's got interest in the others. I don't want to be your slave. You're assaulting me with your New World Order. But the point is, we're attacked by Fox and by Media Matters. But now Media Matters is saying that they're going to guerrilla warfare attack Fox News and other conservative websites, and you go on their hit list, and I'm right up there at the top of Fox News. I mean, how creepy is that? Paul Watson has done a big report that we won't have time to cover today because our guest is about to join us, Larry Pratt, but I beg of you to get it off of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Pseudo-intellectual hit piece, emblematic of crumbling elitist media. New York Magazine smear portrays Alex Jones as a paranoid Fox News wannabe while assuring readers that malevolent global elite doesn't exist. No, Fox News is an Alex Jones wannabe. And I told him that. I said, I don't want to work at Fox News. And he kept saying, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And then he basically put in there that I want to be at Fox News. And then had one of the programming directors, the vice president, say, Alex Jones will never be here. He needs to keep looking for black helicopters. I would be discredited if they let me on Fox News, even if they let me tell the truth. And that's what Media Matters is really scared of. We've pushed Fox News, greedy to have the biggest market share, to tell some of the truth. We've exposed them as rhinos. We've exposed them as fake conservatives. Ron Paul has done it. They tried to beat us. Now they're trying to limit the damage by a limited hangout, by a limited joining. Oh, yeah, the Federal Reserve's private and did some bad things, but they don't mean it. Yeah, there's some people that want global government, but it's low-level Democrats like Van Jones. Oh, look at the communist. He's a 9-11 truther. Then he's not a 9-11 truther. And then he goes, let's have G. Edward Griffin on next, who's a 9-11 truther, but never mentioned that. Let's have Napolitano, Judge Napolitano, fill in today and have a Fox Business show, number one rated, who doesn't believe the official story. Let's ignore all that. They know their audience is 9-11 truthers. They know real libertarians and conservatives just want the facts and have looked at 9-11 and know the official story is a lie. So they say, don't be against Google spying on you or you're a liberal. He said that word for word, as if it's liberal to be against being spied on. No, liberals love it, just like mainline conservatives. Oh, don't look into 9-11 or you're this evil communist. Only 9-11 truthers are Van Jones. All this sophomoric garbage. And I can't wait to get, I haven't even tried to call him yet. I can't wait to get this. I know he's listening right now. I can't wait to get Joe Hagan on the show. And I can't wait to get the writer for Rolling Stone, now an admitted minion of Media Matters. I can't wait to get him on the show. They both said they'll come on. I just hadn't tried to get them on yet. They said weeks ago they would. I can't wait to get both those guys on separately and just go through this article piece by piece. And, you know, if they'll come on, I'm going to sit there with all of my points with documents. And I'm going to say, okay, you in front of a computer, pal? You ready to read about using radiation to reduce fertility? I'm going to give it to you. Ready to hear about George Soros calling for global government? Let me play you a clip of him saying it. How about is stop pretending none of this exists. But the fact that they are attacking me shows that we're very effective. We should thank God for this. This is great news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Today's gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out.
Larry Pratt has been executive director of Veterans of America for over 30 years. GLA is a national membership organization. Over 300,000 Americans dedicated to promoting their Second Amendment freedom to keep and bear arms and to stop victim disarmament. He's a graduate of American University with a degree in political science. Pratt was elected to the state legislature of Virginia as a Republican member in 81. A session of the Virginia House of Delegates elected to the 19th District of Fairfax County. That's a VK County. He's also a Reagan delegate in 1980. Gunowners.org. Larry, I want to get in, and this has been going on for a month, but we're going to play a little clip for people that don't know about this or believe it from even CBS News. And there's been a lot of newspapers, and obviously you know about it. I want your take on it, that they knowingly, and it turns out all over the country, not just out of the Southwest, allowed guns to be shipped to Mexico because that was their policy to blame the violence down there on America. We know most of it's sold by the military to the drug cartels. It's fully auto, grenade launchers, hand grenades. They caught a U.S. Navy SEALs selling weapons to them. so that they could then blame the guns on America and use that as a reason to call for more gun control, which is what the president's now done during the Fukushima disaster, coming out saying he wants new legislation. This is incredible. And I know there's been calls now for congressional investigations, for impeachment, if not of Obama, of the attorney general. But, I mean, this is this not a false flag or staged event to blame the Second Amendment? I mean, we have ATF officers admitting this.
Absolutely. There were some very honorable men on the ground in the ATF, an agency which I don't think should exist. Nevertheless, these are people that they were being ordered to do was let guns go into Mexico to approve sales that were questioned by dealers. You know, some guy comes in with a heavy Spanish accent, got in one case, a sack full of cash. He's buying a whole gob of AK-47 semi-automatics, and they call and say, we know the guy checks out okay on your background check, but here's what's happened. Should we let this sale go ahead? And, oh, yeah, that's fine. We're monitoring it. Well, they weren't monitoring hardly any of those, and they couldn't monitor them beyond the border. I'll tell you what, the Mexicans don't like kindly having somebody else's law enforcement in their country, and they don't. And the few that are allowed in with special diplomatic permission are the ones that must have no gun on them. They must be disarmed. So even if their advisors going around with some Mexican police or something, no gun. So it's an incredible story that the ATF hierarchs want us to believe that somehow by tracking the guns into Mexico, they were going to bust the big cartel boys, the leaders. And nobody believes that. Certainly the agents on the ground don't believe it. But what else can they say?
Because Larry, as you know, all over the country, including Austin, the ATF comes in with illegal aliens. They have a driver's license. The private sellers, not the gun dealers, sell them a gun. Then they bust them. Then they use that to threaten the leaseholders where they're having the gun shows to shut them down. So they're doing this at the local level, but they're also doing it on the national level. And now they've come out saying, we've got to restrict your guns, and the ATF has tried to tell gun dealers, don't sell somebody more than one gun, even if they're a citizen. Without a law, they're just ordering them to do this because of what's happening in Mexico. But statistically, we've seen the statistics. Most of the guns in Mexico, as I said, are being sold by the military to the cartels.
That's exactly what's happened. They've gone missing from the armories in Mexico, and those are the ones that might have a serial number because originally they would have been sold by the United States or allowed by the United States to sell to the military full auto M16 battle weapons, machine guns. But a lot of the other guns in Mexico don't even have serial numbers. Those came in with a dope load. To think that somehow the Mexican cartel needs to go to a U.S. gun show to get a gun is just crazy. And you're not going to find an RPG launcher there anyway. You're not going to find grenades at gun shows anyway. So a lot of the stuff that the cartels have been using simply could not have originated from a store, from a gun show inside the United States. And I think that's why this gun runner program was set up, was to try to jack up the numbers, maybe some 3,000 guns that would be traceable back to the United States. They had to, and think of how callous the hierarchs are in Washington to knowingly let these guns go in, knowing that they were going to show up at crime scenes. That's the only way you're going to get these guns traced back to the United States. Mexicans pick them up and say, hey, is this one of yours? Knowing then that somebody has to get murdered in order to get these statistics up. These people need to be taken to jail.
Absolutely. And then they'll throw the book somebody who hasn't even really violated a gun law here in the United States, or somebody's at a shooting range as has happened, and their AR-15 malfunctions. It's a legally bought semi-auto. It malfunctions. The good little Nazi tattletales call the police. The ATF comes and throws them in prison because of an admittedly malfunctioned gun that hadn't been altered. They'll spend millions of dollars, if need be, prosecuting them. Meanwhile, they're pumping guns into Mexico for the cartels.
And they did it with very much this guy Olofsson that you're talking about that had the malfunctioning gun. They lied on the stand, and we couldn't even get the Supreme Court to take the case up, even though we pointed out in our brief for Mr. Olofsson that the lower court had made a ruling based entirely 180 degrees contrary to a ruling the Supreme Court had made at an earlier time. And the way our system currently operates unconstitutionally, that ruling was supposed to have been the law of the land. And yet the Supreme Court wasn't even interested that a lower court basically told them to take a hike. It just makes you want to pull your hair out.
Larry, I want to play a short clip for those that just joined us. I mean, in case they haven't seen this on the news, it hasn't gotten the attention it needs. Here's a short CBS clip. The whole clip's at CBSNews.com. But here's just a short piece of it, the intro, where they even admit it themselves. This is CBS, legendary for their lust to disarm the American people. Here it is.
John Dodson, a federal agent, says what he was asked to do was beyond belief.
You were intentionally letting guns go to Mexico.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, the agency was.
An alcohol, tobacco, and firearms senior agent assigned to this Phoenix office since 2010, Dodson's job is to stop gun trafficking across the border. Instead, he says he was ordered to sit by and watch it happen. Investigators call the tactic letting guns walk, in this case, into the hands of criminals who would use them in Mexico and the U.S. Dodson's bosses say that never happened. Now he's risking his job to go public.
I'm boots on the ground here in Phoenix and telling you we've been doing it every day since I've been here. Here I am. Tell me I didn't do the things that I did. Tell me you didn't order me to do the things that I did. Tell me it didn't happen. Now you have a name.
All right, let's stop there. This came out a month ago. We've shown the mainline news articles on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but anybody can just Google it. They now admit that they did order it, and the cover-ups collapsed, and Obama, to protect himself because of congressional calls for inquiries, has said, and we'll put that headline back up from Forbes, or is that Politico? I have Forbes and Politico. Obama claims he didn't know about Operation Fast and Furious. No, that's the San Antonio Express News there. So there you have it. He now is trying to protect his hind end. There should be a congressional investigation to prove, you know, this goes right to the White House.
Very, very likely. We know that Eric Holder, the attorney general, is involved in the cover-up because he wrote letters responding to Senator Grassley's inquiries telling him to take a hike. And that means, as far as I can tell, Holder is in on the cover-up, if not in on it earlier on. And if you're in on the cover-up, you're going to be in just as much trouble as the guys who were doing it to begin with.
Larry, how do we honcho this? How do we make sure that this false flag, again, staged event against the Second Amendment, is not continued and repeated? Because if we don't bring them to justice, they're going to continue running false flag ops.
Absolutely. What we're doing right now, and we've just put out a mailing to our members, is to urge, and you can do the same by going to our website at gunowners.org and getting a hold of the latest alert. Better yet, sign up for them there. It's a freebie. Because we're putting the heat on the Congress. We want members of the House to encourage Darrell Issa to actually hold a hearing. He does have four investigators on this now, which is a big step, and we want to make sure that he's fully committed, he's in this all the way, so that the hearings will take place, because obviously they're not going to take place in the Senate. Harry Reid's not going to allow that. Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Leahy, is not going to allow that. But in the House, they can do it, and they ought to expend a lot of resources. There's a lot of corruption that Darrell Issa can use his oversight committee for. But this one happens to involve murder, and so this one ought to be at the top of the list. And that's what we're asking our folks to help us get across up on the Hill.
And the false flags don't stop there. Two Michigan Democrats indicted in fake Tea Party scandal, and from the evidence, they went and were going to run a fake Tea Party candidate to basically, you know, say and do horrible things to discredit the Tea Party. Democrats have been caught doing this all over the country. It's also come out that they've considered Republicans in Wisconsin staging events against their enemies. You know, the fact is, These type of frame-ups across the political landscape are very, very common, but I've got to say I see it a lot more often from the Democrats as of late because they're so incredibly desperate. This is a big, big, big deal to have the Attorney General tell the U.S. Senate, take a hike. I'm not going to let you know what's going on. We just had Obama launch a new war in Libya without even consulting Congress. More and more, we have him trying to shut down coal power plants without Congress said no on the new Kyoto deal, but he's going ahead with it. I mean, is this not all impeachable, Larry Pratt?
Oh, I think it's going to end up at least going to the Attorney General and impeaching him. Let me just backtrack a second to something you mentioned a minute ago. The ferocity of the response of the Democrats, the thuggery that they're employing, which we saw so evident in Wisconsin, there's a real reason for this, and it's called money. If those public employee unions become voluntary membership, then we'll see in Wisconsin what happened in Indiana. The membership will drop about 90%, and the impact of that is so will dues money drop 90%. So will political contributions to the hardcore left Democrats drop 90%, and that's what it's all about.
And then they lose their control, and they don't get to take our guns.
Yes. That's exactly, it's a gun issue, it's a pro-life issue, it's a pro-taxpayer issue, it's a pro-landowner issue. All the freedom issues are bound up in the fight against compulsory unionism. And as far as I'm concerned, Gun Owners of America needs to be shoulder to shoulder with these folks that are in that battle. Because that's a battle for us.
Ron Paul has been outspoken on so many great things. I know he said a few things about this false flag to ship guns to Mexico and then blame it on the American Second Amendment here in the United States. But we need to get Ron Paul, we need to get Rand Paul out front. We need to drag and haul the Attorney General, to haul Obama before the Congress and say, we're your boss. And we know what you did, and when did the president know, what did he know? We need to get this rolling right now, and we could defeat this corrupt political dragon now. Now, shifting gears into another area, I don't know, Larry, if you've seen Media Matters, but if you go to Media Matters, run by George Soros on record, they spend about 20% of their time on yours truly. And Politico reports that they now are going to shift to an all-out campaign of guerrilla warfare and sabotage to bankrupt Fox and destroy them. The Washington Examiner says, is this illegal? Because they're a 501c3, but I think it's illegal for anybody to say they're going to destroy something. But they said Fox News and other conservative websites. Well, it turns out InfoWars is listed, Prison Planet. So other than Fox, I'm the biggest person they're attacking because I'm anti-globalism. I don't like Soros's Bretton Woods II to get rid of the dollar. Folks, we're asking for people to pray for us because these are very hardcore authoritarian. They're praising Cass Sunstein's calls to restrict free speech in the news right now. They're attacking yours truly everywhere. I mean, they are so cornered and so desperate. They think Americans, even though the Republicans are rhinos mainly, they realize that we're taking over the Republican Party, that there is a true restoration happening, and that makes them deadly dangerous. What do you make of this Media Matters war against Fox and the fact that they've gotten this memo where they say we are going to destroy and we're going to use government, it's in there, to shut down free speech? I mean, these people are literal Joe Stalins. What else is it?
I think you read it spot on, and one of the most alarming comments tells you what would happen if the Democrats were to retake power in the Congress was a statement by Senator Lautenberg that these conservatives don't deserve the protections of the Constitution. Wow. How in your face is that? Yes, these people just want to get a hold of our throats with their boots and step on it. They're all about power. They're not about process at all. The ends justify the means for them. And elections are only important to them when they win. But otherwise, they just want to drive right on through. The heck, they lost the last election. They don't care about that. They'll send the folks over and beat the snot out of you until you agree to say, okay, well, we didn't really win. We'll give you what you want, even though the people elected another party to go and take care of business. And I also think that you made a very important point that the road to the future and the road to freedom is by taking over the Republican Party. And it hasn't been completed. It's a long way from that, but it's begun. And I think the Tea Party has it all right. They understand that. They're not running third parties. They're not going to divide the vote. They're going to go straight into the primaries and take out the rhinos. And, you know, all of a sudden, Orrin Hatch has returned to his roots 30 years ago. He's trying to play like he's a conservative again. It's really marvelous to watch.
Well, it certainly is. We have an article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, pseudo-intellectual hit piece emblematic of crumbling elitist media. That's the danger. Mainline media imploding. Fox News acting like they're anti-New World Order, getting ratings. They understand the future is liberty, is 1776. They see the rise of this broadcast. They're getting scared. Larry Pratt, I want to talk about the type of dirty tricks we can see out of these folks, but I think to mainline liberals out there who are good people, I mean, how scary is this that they're calling for restrictions of the free press in the U.S. and England? That they're praising Cass Sunstein's stratagem of going after the First Amendment? That they're calling for destroying Fox News? I mean, this is very dangerous to the free press in this country. We'll be right back.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Well, we have Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America, joining us. The website's gunowners.org. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, it's creepy to have Cass Sunstein put out public documents, regulations are at the White House, and say, we will arrest people who do not believe in global warming. He actually said that. Or we'll at least tax them. And we need the government to be able to take over people's websites we don't agree with. I mean, these are tyrants. And going back now to Larry Pratt, Larry, to see Media Matters and George Soros doing this, do you see that as I see it, that it is an act of desperation?
I agree. That's why they were so violent in Madison. That's why they're going to be violent in other government centers, because they realize that this is they tried ignoring us, and that didn't work. We just grew stronger because we have the alternate media. We have your program. We have the Internet. We have all kinds of ways of communicating that we didn't have even 10 years ago. And it's like a cornered animal. They are starting to bare their teeth and charge because they have no other way to go than right over us. They are that desperate. And if we remain determined, I think we're going to emerge triumphant because they don't have the majority of the people in this country. This is a right-of-center country. And I think we're going to take them.
And I agree. They are panicking, and I see this as a clear miscalculation by them brazenly coming out as hardcore authoritarians and censors. They are really showing folks who they really are.
Absolutely. They do better, much better, when they lie like Obama and just, I'm here for a little hope and a little change, and you know, everything will be better again. And then people were encouraged because those were nice-sounding words. But these are not nice-sounding actions that people are seeing, and it's very alarming to the American people. And I think, you know, if you and I had had a concern after the last election that the Tea Party was going to say, okay, we took care of business, we can go back to soccer, I don't think I see that. I think Madison ensured that the country stays stirred up. We realize now that these guys want everything we have. They want to enslave us. And if we let down our guard now, all of the work that we've done some of the success that we've had so far, all of that goes away. So I think we're going to remain energized. The left talks about their having been energized because Governor Walker has probably won the battle up there. Well, maybe so, but those are people that get paid for what they're doing.
Well, Larry Pratt, you know, the system's so scared they've let some people on Fox News actually talk about the private Federal Reserve, the New World Order now. So the system really is hedging its bets. But final question. We know Oklahoma City, I've never asked your opinion of that, but a lot of prestigious publications and others have pointed out the prior knowledge, the involvement as a pretext to demonize the state rights, true liberty movement in 1995. I've even Beck has talked about memos put out by Democratic strategists about how great a new Oklahoma City would be to be blamed on the libertarian conservative movement. Are you concerned about, because if they'll ship guns to Mexico to get our Second Amendment, they might do something else to really go after the American people. I mean, Obama kill switches.
Well, they're capable of anything. My guess is that Oklahoma City, if we keep up the drumbeat, is going to keep them on the defensive. I've been amazed at this reporter, Cheryl Atkinson, in CBS, a very unlikely news source, has had story after story after story on running the guns into Mexico. And eventually other publications and other networks have, it almost looks to me like, grudgingly picked up the story.
But you are worried about them launching even bigger false flags.
If they thought they could get away with it, I'm sure they're quite capable of it. Because what they've done with Mexico in Gunrunner shows they don't care about people's lives. They only care about keeping us distracted from the main order of business so that they can retain or regain power.
All right, we got to go to break, Larry. We got to go to break. I want to come back for a couple minutes.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.